Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Songbirds right here on your member-supported High Plains Public Radio. I'm Valerie Smith, and oh my goodness, I'm a little starstruck right now. Joining us today on the show is Ron Pope. He is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and I feel so lucky that he's joining us today. Ron, thank you, and welcome to Songbirds.
Well, thank you so much for having me. That's so kind of you. I'm so glad to be here.
I assure you, the pleasure is mine. Now, we have lots of really yummy things that we're going to talk about on the show today, like your new project, The Builder. But first, I'd like to place you with the Songbirds audience by playing a song that is no stranger to this show. It's off one of your early albums, Daylight, released in 2008. And it was my first Ron Pope introductory song, and it totally enamored me. A Drop in the Ocean. And I want to thank Jenny and Zarilla for playing that on High Plains Morning. Now, I was a little surprised to learn that that is one of your most popular and recognizable songs, with plays on some major TV shows like The Vampire Diaries, 90210, and Nashville. So it's really gotten some good exposure. So I'd like to know, Ron, can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with that song, A Drop in the Ocean?
I think that when you write the songs, or at least for me, like, I don't know what's going to connect with people. Like, first released, like, kind of a demo of it in it was October of 2007, and it just kind of ran away. It got to the point where it just became this gigantic, ubiquitous thing all on its own, like, before it had, you know, gotten on any television shows, or it got so popular just through sheer word of mouth. To me, the most important thing is that it kind of became, like, the blueprint for what my career would be, in that it was driven by a grassroots movement. The fans took it and they embraced it and shared it with one another. And so whatever I've done sonically, kind of content-wise, like whatever I've pursued as an artist, like whatever, you know, little twists and turns I have taken, at the core of my project, it's always been that, like, I'm creating music and communicating directly with my audience and not focusing on anything beyond that, because my whole thing has been driven by this grassroots movement ever since that song came out. And so that, for me, is really what it really means, is that it was the beginning of that movement surrounding my music.
That's some excellent insight. Thank you for that, Ron. Let's go ahead and enjoy together here on Songbirds, A Drop in the Ocean by Ron Pope. Joining us today on Songbirds, Ron Pope, with the first song of the show, A Drop in the Ocean. Just then, Lily Hyatt with Walking Proof. Now, Ron, you're quoted in a recent interview that Lily Hyatt's album has been one of your go-to albums during quarantine. So tell me, if you will, what has quarantine looked like to you, and how has it shifted you as a musician?
So, yes, I love Lily. Lily Hyatt is incredible. I love her songwriting. She's like a wonderful songwriter. She's a great singer. She's really got a unique voice in her presentation. There's something, I don't know, I'm just always struck by her, and she's just a delight. That's kind of one of my favorite parts about living in Nashville, is that I'm surrounded by so many of these artists who I admire so much. You know, there's so many of these female songwriters that we've become friends with since we moved here, like Lily and Caroline Spence and Michaela Ann. There's just so many great people here making records that I really, really love. At first, my wife, Blair, she runs, you know, we have a label called Brooklyn Basement. And so she, going into the office by herself, essentially, the staff started working remotely. And so she would go to work. And, you know, since I could stay home, you know, I was supposed to go to Europe. The tour was canceled. And so I had just released a new album, and, you know, that was kind of, there's really not much more I could do to promote it. It was like in rapid succession. You know, we had a tornado in East Nashville where we live, and then the quarantine, you know, starts happening. And so, you know, for me, the promotion of that, my most recent album, Bone Structure, kind of stopped at that point. And I really just kind of started being a stay-at-home dad. We were able to, every day, Monday through Friday, we would go on a long walk together. And we would just go off and have this little adventure together. And that was the bulk of it for the first number of months. It was just the two of us hanging out. And then when we started work on The Builder, essentially I was like going through stuff that I had that I loved. I went back to a lot of that stuff and I finished it. And then, you know, I just started going through, you know, like the last handful of albums and some other things, and working on mixing or amending the recordings to things that I just felt like we didn't finish or didn't fit on the albums, but I loved them. And so that was really, you know, kind of an exciting thing for me, was to shift my focus towards creating something and sharing material that I normally wouldn't have been able to share, because with an album, it's so important to me, you know, like we're trying to say something and make a body of work that goes together as a, you know, like as a single statement. And so, so for me, it was exciting to have this project where I'm like pointing my energies towards, you know, each of these songs are the builder. It's like they're their own thing. They're not necessarily to be judged as parts of a whole. And so shifting my focus to that was good. It gave me something musical to do when I couldn't go and be around other musicians, and I couldn't put on shows. Glass half full as we can be while, you know, dealing with all of the same tragedies and difficulties that everybody else is dealing with.
Well, Ron, it really sounds like you're trying to focus on the silver lining out of all of this, as we as a global society are in a great state of transition. So kudos to you for doing that. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about your project, The Builder. You launched it in the end of July, which was on your birthday. Happy belated birthday, by the way. And you're releasing a song once every 2 weeks as you kind of redefine and reimagine life. So tell us a little bit about the project, The Builder.
Well, yeah, the idea, you know, we talked a lot about what am I doing with my life right now? And so much of it is about building things. I'm building connections between myself and my audience while we are all, you know, trapped at home, essentially, or you know, if people that are going out, they're still like everybody's behavior is modified, even people who don't want it to be. Like there are things you can't do. Most artists are not on tour. And so, you know, I'm trying to build bridges between my audience and not just between me and them, but between, you know, all of them and each other, because that's such an important part of the community that surrounds the music. You're like, I'm not in this alone. There's all of these other people. And so it's like, I'm not going to go away. I'm going to give people something to look forward to through this time. I don't know. And whatever it is that people want from me, I want to be able to provide that to them. And so, you know, it's been a delightful kind of creative experiment. It's been very freeing to not be tied to the idea that, like, this is an album and thus sonically, thematically, you know, whatever, it has to go together. Like, I've been mining and going through saying, oh, I love this. I want to do this. Oh, I want to share this. And so that's been a really delightful part of The Builder.
Sounds like there's some newfound freedom in that, so those songs can really stand alone. One of the songs I'd like to share with our audience, Ron, is Morphine, and this was the first one off of your project, The Builder. Anything you'd like to say about this song?
You know, on the surface, it's a love song. It's about, you know, like loneliness and of emptiness and finding somebody that you love and finding joy from that. But, you know, honestly, I think it's about finding direction in any way. You know, right now, of this quarantine and all this strange time where I can't go on tour, because, you know, so much of my life, like I said, has been built around, like, I make a record, then, you know, I go on the road and I promote the record and I do all that stuff, and then it goes on and on and on, and has been like that my whole, really, certainly my whole adult life. And so, you know, at first I was like, man, like, if I'm not on tour promoting an album, if I'm not doing this stuff really actively, like, who am I? What is my life about? And for me, I realized that, like, the point of my life is the love in my life, my wife, my daughter, like, making my family and building and growing my family, I think is really, for me, this time has really reinforced that for me. And I think Morphine is also about that, like, just finding out what means something to you and then holding on to it.
An early John Prine tune there called A Good Time. I wanted to play an early tune from John because in a minute we're going to jump back to another early tune from Ron, who, by the way, is joining us today. How lucky are we, huh, to have Ron Pope on Songbirds? Now, Ron, I'm assuming that you like John Prine because I saw you wearing a John Prine t-shirt in one of your videos from an online quarantine series that you recently started called Live and in Sweatpants. So real quick, before we jump to that, you posted a video about a week ago, and there was this shaved man on the screen. So I have to ask you, Ron, did you shave your beard?
I did. It's warm outside. So, you know, I was like, I'm hot. I'm not going anywhere. It's not like I'm putting on shows. Nobody is going to get confused when I get on the stage or something, you know. So I got hot. That's really the longest sort of it. And I do love John Prine. He was like, an active member of our community, our Americana, our cute little family of weirdos. Like, he just, I can't say enough good about him as a writer, him as an artist, him as a human being. And so, yeah, I love John Prine. And so he will be missed by our community.
Indeed, a legend who will be missed. Ron, can you tell us a little bit about your series Live and in Sweatpants?
So every Saturday night at 7:30 Central Time, I sit down in my pajamas and we call the series Live and in Sweatpants. And we've been doing it since like the beginning of the quarantine. You know, as I was talking about before, like, I want to keep the community engaged. I want people to not feel alone. And it's a place where we've been engaging the fans, you know, and been keeping our community going. And that's really been a big thing. And so Blair came up with this where we ask if something good has happened in the last week. You know, people, they'll tell us like, oh, I took my nursing exam, or, oh, like, you know, my sister got out of the hospital, you know, and then the whole community can like congratulate them or whatever. People can talk to each other and engage with each other. And that's kind of, you know, some of what we're trying to capture with Live and in Sweatpants, is just to bring the community together and remind them that they're all together as well. Like, we're a group of people that share something.
That sounds like an incredibly creative way to continue to build community and connections during this time of COVID. So high five to you for that. Ron, I'd like to talk about another side project that you have going on right now that I'm becoming really fascinated with. Frankie's Test Kitchen. Tell us what you have cooking up there.
When my daughter was very, very little, you know, we were home all the time cooking. And then I started like joking around in videos that we were putting them online, like for our aunts and our uncles, or, you know, and so we were making little videos. And then I was joking about, you know, teaching the baby to cook. Like, I mean, she was, you know, whatever, 4 months old. Like, I wasn't teaching her to cook, obviously. And in the beginning, it was like, you know, just like kind of a bit I was doing where I was like, you know, teaching the baby to cook. And now, you know, we go on there and we show people how to make some of the stuff that we make at home. Blair and I both love to cook. And it's another creative thing that we love to do that we never thought about sharing with other people. And it just kind of very naturally happened. And so now sometimes people see me wearing an apron.
Let's jump back to some more music. Here's that song I was talking about. It's an earlier song of Ron Pope's. This is A Good Day. The Talbot Brothers with a song there called American Dream. Now, that song made today's playlist because the Talbot Brothers actually work with Ron and his wife's record company, which, you know, Ron said earlier is, most of the credit goes to his wife. She sounds like a total mover and a shaker. Blair, kudos to you for all that you do. But I'm fascinated with your record company, Brooklyn Basement Records, because you kind of take a little bit of a twist to it than normal record labels. So tell us a little bit about that. It's described as a do-it-yourself mindset. So what's your record label all about?
So at this juncture, Brooklyn Basement, we've been kind of transitioning from the traditional record label. And, you know, the most basic sense of the word, record deal means traditionally somebody gives you money and you make recordings with it, and then they own those recordings. Like, that's the most basic idea. We decided at some point, we were like, you know, owning people's recordings in perpetuity felt like antithetical to our mission. You know, like, we wanted to empower these, you know, young musicians, new people starting out, or people that needed our expertise. We were just trying to help them. You know, I was like, I had been writing songs and producing, and Blair was managing artists. And we just kept getting frustrated by people running into these roadblocks and having trouble where they just needed some guidance a lot of times, or they needed some assistance, some advice, some muscle. There were any number of things that people needed, you know, where we knew how to provide it. But we realized we were functioning as a label essentially for me. And so we just kind of moved forward to do that for other artists that we knew. You know, over time, Blair realized that we could basically offer people the same services, but people like the Talbot Brothers or Emily Scott Robinson, who's another incredible artist that we've worked with that we love, you know, like, Emily had a lot of things in place, but she just needed a release plan for her album. She needed a team, but she didn't need us to like step in and give her money to make a record. She didn't need us to own her records for the rest of her life either. And so we just, you know, Blair is doing a lot of these marketing partnerships now where somebody is, yeah, can come in and work with us, work with the team for a handful of months and, you know, go through their release and kind of all the things that you, all the services that you can imagine that a musician might need to take something from, I have an idea and maybe I have some music, to it goes out into the world without having to sign a traditional record deal. And so that's really the bulk of what Brooklyn Basement is about now. And to be completely honest, like, that is such a gigantic percentage of that is Blair. I'm like a very small, I don't want to say that I'm a silent partner because as you can imagine, I'm very rarely silent, but I'm certainly not as, it's really Blair is the, Blair, as you said, she is a mover and a shaker and she's, you know, running things and she's, you know, mentoring, young people who are trying to, you know, get a foothold in the business. And she's, you know, running our business with such the class. She classed the whole thing up when she came on board. So she's a boss.
Well, it really does sound like you have the well-being of the musicians in the forefront of your mind. And I am just delighted to know that there are people like you and your wife in Brooklyn Basement Records who are really trying to help out the musician in a way that they need help. So good on you for that. And I'm so glad that you mentioned Emily Scott Robinson, because here shortly we're going to enjoy one of her tunes, which I stumbled across while I was looking at the website for Brooklyn Basement Records and some of the other great musicians that you partner with. But I feel like this song of hers really captures the essence of our region. And you also have a song about Texas. And since we broadcast in Texas, I thought that this would be a great fit, Texas Wildflower Honey. So, Ron, tell us a little bit about that song, please.
You know, so I have a song called Goodbye that's on the album Ron Pope and the Nighthawks that we put out in 2016. It's an acoustic recording, but on the road we've been playing it with a much more full, you know, full band recording with the horns. You know, it was much more of a soul kind of a thing. And so I was like, at the time, I don't want to revisit it. And I was like, why don't I write a song for the arrangement, like, you know, kind of back into it in that way. That is the most unique part about it. For me, I love that one. So, Texas Wildflower Honey.
Here we go. Emily Scott Robinson there with a song called Westward Bound, another good friend of Brooklyn Basement Records. Now we have Ron Pope joining us today on Songbirds. Thanks again. Now, even though you have moved away from Brooklyn, you still kept the name. You now live in Nashville. And Ron, you mentioned this earlier, but you talked about the tornado that tore through town. And that was the same week that your album, Bone Structure, was set to release. Tell me a little bit about that time.
Well, you know, the tornado came through at the beginning of the week, and the record was set to come out on Friday. It was crazy because, you know, we were confronted with a situation where we were like, you need a lot of boots on the ground. There needs to be, like, people outside with brooms and with, you know, chainsaws cutting up tree limbs and stuff. And so, like, all the stuff that I had been doing, all the stuff that was scheduled, we just stopped doing anything related to the album, really. Like, it was not, like, a big deal for me to do it because we all were doing it. It was just, like, it happened to be that my record came out that week.
You're quoted in Rolling Stone magazine that you put down the guitar and you picked up a shovel. So tell me about the sense of community that came from that.
It was interesting because it was the most connected I have ever felt to the community in Nashville. But if a tragedy of this magnitude, you know, happens where you live, it's normal. People just do this, and it's a very powerful thing that reminds you that there's good in the world. And that was really very significant for me. It felt very, very good in the wake of something that felt very, very bad and, you know, terrifying.
There is a lot of good in this world, and it sounds like you're trying to amplify that right now. Ron, I'd like to talk about your new album, Bone Structure, and the making of it, and kind of the mission behind it. Essentially, you wrote it for your daughter. So tell us about that journey and how, you know, fatherhood shifted you as a musician.
You know, generally when I'm making albums, I'm just like writing the best songs I can and recording them and trying to figure out how to make it into a cohesive unit. And then we were in London, and I had ordered a big van for all our stuff to pick us up at the airport. And I don't know what happened. The police think that it was probably just like a random act of violence that somebody saw this van. They're like, oh, somebody must be coming from the airport or something. Like, let's attack the car and rob them. And so two men in masks, like right after I had gotten out of the car and gone inside, two masked men attacked the car. They were yelling at the driver, who was very confused. They didn't hurt him. Nobody got robbed. It ended up being okay. But he called me, explained what had happened. And so we didn't know what was going on. And he explained what the car looked like. And I looked outside my window, and it was parked in front of my house. So we didn't know if this was like some kind of, you know, crazy person trying to attack me. Like, we didn't really understand what was happening. So it was really scary. And it just made me think a lot about my mortality. And like I said, nothing bad actually really ended up happening to me. But it was just really scary. And I just started thinking about, you know, like, if I die, she won't know me. And when she's 26 and she has a question about something, like, I won't be here to tell her. And that was really jarring. And so I just started again. I just started writing again. And instead of finishing the album that I had, I just started over. And to her eternal credit, Blair said, you know, once I presented her with this idea, she was like, I think that creatively this feels like something really strong. You're doing something really good. So let's go for it. Like, let's chase the muse. And so it's like, you know, this, you know, letter to my daughter, you know, telling her a lot of how, you know, how I look at life and how I've walked through my own life up to this point. That is how we ended up with that album.
It sounds like you had a lot of inspiration to dip into in the creation of this album. So let's enjoy a song off of Bone Structure. Here's My Wildest Dreams. A song there by Ron Pope called My Wildest Dreams off of his album that was released earlier this year, Bone Structure. Ron's been so kind to join us today on Songbird. So, Ron, where can people learn more about your music?
Well, anywhere that you get music, you can find my music. So wherever it is that you go for your music, I'm there. And if you go into the internet, wherever you do internet things, I'm there too. If you use Instagram, you'll find me, or Twitter, or Facebook. So, you know, Google me. As my grandmother says, he's in the internet. I'm in there. I am. So
check him out, Mr. Ron Pope. And thank you so very much for joining us today on Songbirds. This has just been an absolute delight.
Well, good luck, and stay safe and healthy. And hopefully when we can go back on the road, I'll come out there and visit y'all sometime soon.
I will keep my fingers crossed for that. Ron, thank you so much. Good luck to you and yours and everything that you have going on right now. Let's enjoy one more Ron Pope song. This is an acoustic version of his song, One Grain of Sand. An acoustic version there of One Grain of Sand. That was Ron Pope, who has been joining us today on Songbirds, and it's just been an absolute delight. And I can't thank Ron enough for taking some time out for this little public radio station in Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska. We're kind of like the little radio station that could, so this was wonderful. You know, I have a lot of Ron music on my iPod, and the one that's attached to my car, every time I turn on my car, you know, it goes instantly to the first song. And alphabetically, Ron's song, A Drop in the Ocean, is the first one. And so it's always there when I turn on my car, A Drop in the Ocean. And you know, I am totally okay with that. And from here on out, every time that song pops up, I'm just going to be tickled pink and absolutely giddy over the conversation that we were able to share today. So I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in and joining your public radio station. Songbirds will be back next week, so I hope that you can join us for another musical journey together. Until then, my friends, I want to wish you well. I hope that you have a very, very safe week as we all continue to navigate uncharted territory. So until we meet again, my friends, whatever your song is, go out and sing it loud and proud. Take care. We'll see you next week.